Avsamlag.
三大怪獣ラストバトル、オンファイヤー、
助けてモスラ、
ゴジラ、モスラ、メカゴジラ、東京 SOS。
The great Godzilla, blazing a trail of terror to his Japanese homeland.
Captain Warren Conning Tower.
Godzilla!
Roaring defiance to the only enemy on Earth strong enough to challenge him. The unconquerable King Kong, giant gorilla god of this South Seas paradise, where sensuous maidens offer themselves in ritual sacrifice to his brute embrace.
Godzilla has a brain about this size. He is sheer brute force. While Kong is a thinking animal, his brain is considerably larger, about 10 times the size of this gorilla's skull. Being instinctive rivals, there is no doubt that they will attempt to destroy one another.
King Kong versus Godzilla, heading for their colossal collision. Shattering every obstacle that stands between them in the most fantastic rampage of annihilation ever recorded on film. See King Kong stamp Tokyo into the ground, holding a beautiful girl in his grasp. See Godzilla destroy an entire army. See King Kong trapped by the blazing barrier of 1,000,000,000 volts. But nothing, nobody can stop the great showdown when King Kong and Godzilla meet to fight for survival of the fittest.
Our story, Godzilla versus the Alien Invasion, begins innocently enough on a timber barge in the northern part of Lake Michigan.
Now that we're out of the locks of Lake Huron, Captain, we should have smooth sailing. There's still a ways to go, Will. Lake Michigan's a mighty big body of water. I remember. What's wrong, Captain? Look out there, Will. In the middle of the lake, water's bubbling like crazy. That will. What is it? Some kind of giant lizard? I don't believe my eyes. All engines stop! All engines stop! What do you think this, Captain? Some kind of huge lizard? I don't know. It's heading southwest toward the Wisconsin shore. Must be 400 feet tall. Is it?
Well, shouldn't we radio the mainland about this creature, Captain?
Right. It's no use, Will. This radio's dead. Gone.
Here, look here, Captain. All the tubes burned out like cinder.
Oh, there's only one explanation. Radioactivity. That creature's radioactive, and we got no way to warn the mainland until we get there ourselves.
Well, that'll take at least a whole day.
There's no telling what damage that creature can do by then.
Obviously, these sailors don't know that Godzilla is friendly to mankind. But at this very moment, a far more sinister force is at work. An alien spacecraft hovers ominously over Lake Michigan's western shore, 100 miles north of Chicago.
Our explorers say the Earthlings call this water body a lake. Lake Michigan. A typically strange Earth name.
Yes, Commander Pluton.
Guide our craft to the edge of the water, as we've done before. Their sun is beyond the horizon.
It is dark, Commander. Even their one small moon is in quarter phase.
Very well. Land near the wooded shoreline, so we can work quickly.
We have landed, Commander Pluton.
I've opened the pressure door and lowered the exit ramp.
We must work quickly, Talem. Is Lona ready with the pods?
He is ready, Commander.
Good. Lona, you and Talem will plant our birth pods in the shallows of this earth lake, as we've done before. Quickly! Quickly! Out into the shallows. Here.
This earth lake is cold, Commander Bruton.
That is why we're here. The atmosphere in our world grows increasingly warm. This earth temperature is better suited to the hatching of our earth pods.
Here. Lona, I feel the other pods beneath me in the water. We will place this pod here.
Back to the ship for the rest, quickly, before we are spied. The earthlings must know nothing of our plan until we are ready to make them our slaves.
It won't be long now, Linton.
Where are we going exactly, Bill?
A small town called Port Washington. We just left Milwaukee, so we've got 25 miles to go.
Dr. Scott says he's sighted UFOs along the Wisconsin side of Lake Michigan 3 times over the past year.
He said Port Washington was a good place to look for UFOs. We can drive right up to the shore and camp out.
Do you think we'll spot any UFOs?
I hope so. We're not driving all the way up here from Chicago for nothing.
Is that the last of the birth pods, Dale?
Yes, Commander.
We must go. We spent too much time here already.
We have left 3 times as many pods here this time.
True. But we must be gone before the Earth's sun rises.
Lona has already started the engines on our ship.
Come, Tim. Soon we will return to this Earth. Not in darkness like thieves, but as conquerors. From the world of constant sun.
Not long after Bruton and his alien soldiers leave Lake Michigan's western shore, Billy and Linda arrive at that very spot and...
Oh, Billy, what a lovely sunrise coming up over the lake.
It is beautiful, Linda, but...
But what?
Look at the morning star in the western sky.
I've never seen a star so bright.
Neither have I. In fact, I don't think it's a star at all.
What do you mean?
Just keep your eye on it for a minute.
Why, it's moving, Billy.
Yes, and quite fast, too.
A UFO!
We'll need a closer look than this to get convincing photographs, though.
That was the News Boys with their new hit single front page story. Hey, kids, how about this Wisconsin spring we're having? Says on the weather sheet it's the warmest spring here in over 50 years. Getting warmer by the minute. Now we've got the number 5 single in your swinging Godfather's hit list.
Ugh, that guy drives me crazy.
Hey, Linda. Look out there in the lake. The water's doing something weird, man.
It looks like it's boiling or something.
Something's coming out of the water. Do you see what I see?
What are they, Billy?
Some kind of... I don't know what.
They're almost 200 feet tall.
We're gonna get out of here.
Those creatures are coming this way.
I'm trying, Linda. I'm trying.
Look, Billy, in the middle of the lake, there's something else.
Dags för en liten paus.
I can't believe this. If that's not a prehistoric lizard, I don't know what.
Try the engine again, Billy.
Wait. The slimy green creatures are moving toward the lizard. Looks like a fight. Wow, where's my camera?
Start the fan first.
Wow, look at the sparks shooting out from those creatures' green arms. And those red eyeballs. I've got enough pictures. Let's go.
The lizard's heading south. Do you think it'll go near Chicago?
We'd better get back there and warn him. Wow, that thing must be 400 feet tall.
Commander Bruton, something is very wrong on the Earth planet. 2 birth pods have hatched prematurely.
What?
The Earth atmosphere in the experiment area has grown suddenly warmer, according to the thermocomputer.
Make a complete temperature check again.
Yes, Commander. It is the same report, Commander.
The experimental lake area has received its warm season earlier than our calculations predicted.
What does this mean?
All of the pods would hatch prematurely, Talem. They may even become mutants because of that.
What shall we do?
Signal my war patrol.
and have them meet us at this orbital quadrant. Then we'll return to the Earth Lake, hatch the remaining pods, and move against the first Earth city before they can defend themselves.
What have you kids got?
These photographs are better than any UFOs you ever saw.
He's right, Dr. Scott.
Better than UFOs? Hey, where'd you two see these green creatures?
Right where you sent us for UFO hunting.
You took all these pictures on the lake?
Right off Port Washington.
Wait a minute. Do you know what this two-legged plesiosaur is?
You tell us, Doctor.
You kids have found Godzilla again.
Again?
Yes. Scientists all over the world have been searching this creature out since the last sighting in the Atlantic Ocean. Here, look at this map. Godzilla could have entered the continent through the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Yes.
Then traveled inland through the Great Lakes until he reached Lake Michigan. Now, what can you tell me about these green, slimy-looking creatures?
I don't know if there's a connection, but we saw this thing in the sky, like a satellite or something. Then minutes later, these babies just came buzzing out of the lake.
Mm-hmm. There probably is a connection, Billy. I'm sure of UFO activity in that area.
But what about this Godzilla?
If there has been alien activity there, Godzilla could have been attracted by it. Attracted to high-frequency sound or radioactivity.
But where did Godzilla come from, originally?
He's an ancestral Tyrannosaurus rex who was jostled into radioactive life from a long, dormant state in the Sea of Japan. He's a friendly creature, really. He's just too big for the modern world.
Poor thing. Hey, fellas, you know, those green creatures look almost like overgrown string beans. Except for their big red eyes.
Yes, but dangerous string beans. I wonder how many more there are.
You think there are more?
Most likely. And if I'm not mistaken, I've got a theory as to how they got here. But what was Godzilla up to when you left?
After he killed those two, he moved south. He may be near Chicago now.
We better alert the authorities. We don't want Godzilla attacked by people who don't understand him.
You were right, Commander Bruton. Our pods have become mutants.
Are we capable of controlling them from this ship, Talem?
I believe so.
Good. We reach Earth in minutes, and then the first Earth city will be ours.
But I've already told you, Colonel, Godzilla is a friendly creature.
We can't take any chances that you're wrong, Dr. Scott.
There he is now.
Ready the artillery. Captain Warner, have you called for air support?
A flight of jet fighters will be here momentarily, Colonel.
There they are now, over the lake.
No, Colonel, those aren't our jets. Those are spacecraft.
What?
Spaceships, Colonel, from another world. And they're not alone.
More of those green creatures, Dr. Scott.
I count 20 of them, Billy.
Andreas, open fire!
There they are, Colonel.
The alien ships are much faster than our jets, Hunter.
Our boys are keeping them busy. I want at least one of those dead alien creatures for study, Colonel. Can you arrange it?
I'll send a detachment of men to retrieve the carcasses, Doctor.
Can Linda and I help with the experiments, Dr. Scott?
Of course. You two have been quite a help to me in my studies already. And you helped save us from what appears to have been an alien invasion.
We helped, but Godzilla did the real terror.
There he comes.
Goodbye, Godzilla.
Thanks, Godzilla.
An alien invasion that threatened America has been put off, at least for the time being. Perhaps they'll be back, and perhaps the aliens will attempt to conquer easier worlds, where they'll have nothing like Godzilla to contend with.
Oh, my God.